Lights with Mike.
How y'all doing?
We're recording live from Cheekville.
Yeah, Brownsburg, USA. It's a lovely, dreary day out.
I didn't realize you were this close to Eagle Creek.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm like, man, if I fly down here, I can have you pick my butt up there. It's right, 15 minutes away.
No problem, man. Yeah, no problem.
I'm like, that's awesome. I'm like, because it's a...
Eagle Creek's our hangout. We were there yesterday.
Uh-oh.
$60 for the year.
Nice. Yeah, coming over here, the Waze took me through here. I'm like through the Eagle Creek area.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nice. I'm like,
are they taking the back way?
Yeah, it came in over off of, what is that, Fish? I don't know, some road, Fishback, and all that.
Name of those roads over there.
Some windy. I'm like, this would be great on a motorcycle.
Yeah, it'd be good if you get around the cyclist.
Yeah.
That's the worst part about that road in the summer. You can't move on that freaking road
because
there's cyclists. And you catch a good day and it's so curvy, you can't pass them.
I thought you didn't want to be recorded.
We have Maggie here as our special guest on the podcast. Anybody who watches can see her. I don't know if she's going to say anything or not. Are you going to say anything? No? Okay. You don't have to say anything. So what you been up to, man?
Working.
All paid work or?
Yeah, paid work.
That's good.
Work for work. Busy. It's that time of year. Beginning of the year starts up at work and they're like, we want 10 million things. Okay, here we go.
New year, huh?
Yeah.
Is that the fiscal year?
My company's fiscal year starts in March, but
with
how banking runs.
Right.
And, you know, most of the banks, their fiscal year ends like, you know, December 31st and starts up June or January 1st, so.
Yeah. So what are you down here for?
Wife has school,
huh?
Yeah, it's like
continuing education or something?
She's getting like her 90th like degree or something like that.
Oh, nice. That's good.
Yeah.
That's useful.
So they meet once a month in Noblesville.
Noblesville, huh?
Yeah.
Why can't she drive or?
Well, I said I'll come down because, like I said, you were down here, so I'm like, I'll just then hop over, but you know,
I'm going up, so
yeah, exactly. You're like, I'll go over,
and you got to pick her up anyway, right?
Yeah, so. It works out. Like I said, you know, let's go over to Top Golf and chip some balls or something.
Top Golf, another sponsor of the show.
Top Golf,
all your golfing needs. Well, they have a really big bar too if you don't golf.
True.
Some overpriced drinks.
Overpriced drinks and overpriced media core food.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen any good news lately? Any bad news? Anything that stands out? We always come super unprepared. Unprepared as possible.
Hey, all I know is the tax cuts already have like made me happy in the paycheck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's all I know. Thank you, Trump, for the tax cuts.
Sweet.
Whether you like them or hate them, hey, one thing that's right, I got a couple more bucks in my pocket.
That works.
I don't care at all.
I don't make a whole lot hourly, so I don't know. I don't see much of a difference.
Yeah.
So hopefully they don't dip into my tips or anything like that. Well, they already do.
They already do.
Yeah. Any receipt tip is taxed on my paycheck. So
okay.
I take home like $175 every 2 weeks because they just pound shit out of the taxes. But hopefully I get most of that in return. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Maggie will be good for a grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Actually, no, she's about $2,500.
$2,500? Am I filing wrong? Turbo tax? You screwing me?
I think.
You screwing me?
Aren't dependents $25?
I don't know. I thought it was a grand. Maybe it's $25.
It's $25.
I don't know.
For deduction.
I plug crap into TurboTax. And
it's been quite a few years since we've had the deducted dependent, so.
Yeah.
It was nice when we had dependents because we'd get a bunch back, but.
Sure. You probably get pounded pretty hard with taxes, man.
Yes. Yes, I am a bona fide taxpayer.
In the government's eyes, you're upper middle class.
Yeah, the government says, oh, you've been working for so many years and you make money? Oh, well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to take it from you.
We're going to take it. So what do we think? Oprah, next president? Or?
Oh, actually.
Time's up. folks. Thumbs up.
And I'm not saying, like I said, like him or hate him. I still think he's got the best odds for next election.
Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he keeps up with what he's doing with like tax cuts and stuff like that, and keeps up on that kind of stuff, it's going to make a lot of people happy. It may piss off the commies, and it may, you know, the people who want more government subsidies and the people who want more.
What kills me is, you know, we got my kid running around here just putting on a show, trying to make us laugh. What kills me is, I lost my train of thought. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
Something kills me. No, what kills me is the environmental part. Like, I wish he wasn't stripping down the EPA. And...
Well, I don't. Okay, here's the thing. I don't mind stripping down stripping the EPA because the EPA has a series of problems of its own.
Like every government.
Like, but see, that's the problem. When it's a government agency, I think that every so often it does. It needs a good sort of kick in the butt and cleared out because it gets too big for its own good. It starts doing stupid stuff. Watch, Maggie, watch out, hon, for that, okay?
Hey, I'm getting near that, okay?
Yeah, because that'll start bouncing around and stuff.
Sorry, bro.
No, that's okay. Not trying to be mean. but, you know, I mean, it's like the IRS. The IRS needs to be kicked down a notch. Some of these, just a lot of these federal agencies, they just need to be put back in their place. I mean, the EPA started off with a good, things with good intentions, when they start off with good intentions, aren't necessarily good intentioned 20, 30, 40 years down the road.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Sure, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
The corruption always seeps in.
And it seeps in. It becomes overpowered. I'm not saying we shouldn't do stuff for the environment. I'm, for one, I like having nice trees and clean water and, you know, stuff like that. Don't get me wrong. I completely agree with that. But when they start doing really stupid stuff, like there was like a few years back, was it 5, 6 years ago with that river in Colorado that the EPA completely poisoned? Did you ever hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about it. I just don't. Go with details.
Out of their own stupidity, there was a mine that was, sealed off. It was all this stuff like that. And if it was left alone, probably nothing would have ever happened. But they started playing with it and they did something stupid and they ended up dumping all this, you know, sill water from the mine out into the river, and just nuked it. I mean, the river turned
I remember seeing pictures.
And I'm just like going, you guys just, you know, and it's stuff like that. It's this pompous hubris that goes on with some of these government agencies, and then they're like, well, it's the mine's fault. Well, no, if you wouldn't have played with it, it was sitting in there, it was contained, you know. You know, like I said, I think everything can start off good intentioned, but give it enough time, it becomes corrupt. It becomes just bad.
I just don't want there to be lax laws on dumping and drilling.
I don't think you're going to get that. I don't think you're going to get. I think a lot of times it's way overblown. I think.
What is it?
Because most people, let's put it this way, there's a court system in place in the U.S., a civil court system, which is. Whether you like it or hate it, it really is the natural check and balance. So if somebody does, say, poison the water, okay, or cause a spill or something like that, if a class action lawsuit is taken to these companies for enough money and it is proven in these court systems, and because, you know, I mean, yeah, then people will say, well, the court system can be manipulated because of monies and stuff like that. Okay, I get that. But these government agencies that are supposed to be protecting it can't either be paid to whatchamacallit. But there's already a natural system in place to say, hey, if you do this, so the incentive is don't do it. The natural incentive should be don't do it because you're going to get sued at the wazoo, right. And your company's going to be shut down, and you're going to be taken to the bank for everything you have for doing this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so and people aren't as, I say this lightly, but people aren't as dumb as they used to be. We know the effects of a lot of things and a lot of times stuff like that. You know, you see a lot of stuff, you know, from 100 years ago with a lot of industry where they're dumping stuff in them because a lot of them, willful negligence in a lot of ways, you know, because they're, you know, there's no proof that this stuff does cause any problems, so they just dump it in the river. You got to think to yourself, well, maybe we shouldn't be dumping it in there, but you know, we're like, ah, it's not going to do anything. It'll clean itself out, blah, blah, blah. We don't know. We don't know. There's the knowledge isn't there yet. Unfortunately, 100 years later, we find out, well, no, you shouldn't have been dumping that stuff in the river, you know, but now we know, you know, you can't do it because you're going to kill people. I mean, you know, or, you know, stuff like that. It's
still ill intention for profit. That's still
it is, it, but that's always going to be, no matter whether you have this agency or not, you know,
that's
what
true.
I'm saying? I mean,
that's true.
You know, you got things like the nuclear power.
I still want USA to turn into like China.
I doubt it will. At this point in time, it would be hard pressed for it to revert back to that kind of willy-nilly, that amount of laxness or carelessness when it comes to its citizens, just not because of the government, but because of the people in general. People in general won't tolerate it. The Chinese people don't care because they lived in, you know, pretty much little shacks for up until the last 25 or so years. And now they're getting a taste of the good life with, you know, the technologies and stuff like that. And so they're a lot easier to turn a blind eye to some of the bad things that are going on because they're getting this nice stuff all of a sudden. But in the meantime, they're trading it off by having their air polluted and stuff like that. We already went through
That's absolutely true.
We already went through that era back in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s and 50s where we had this very lax policy. I mean, just look at the steel mills. You know, you look at pictures, you know, you hear things from my parents and my grandparents and stuff like that from back in like the 20s and 30s all the way up to the 50s and early 60s, you know, from out in Pittsburgh or out here in Gary. You know, they used to sit there and say, if you look close enough to the mills, there'd be a coat of ash on your car in the morning from the coke ovens or from, you know, the blast furnaces or whatever it is. And nowadays, when I worked on the coke ovens, I could get in my car, which sat next to the coke oven.
Really?
And there's nothing on it.
I still know a bunch of guys that have mill cars, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's stuff out there like limestone.
Mill car is something, a beater that you buy to drive yourself to work to the mill because you don't know what the fuck's going to be on it after you get out of work.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's still stuff because you're driving through piles of stuff and, you know, where the parking lots are and you are right next to it and the head loaders are coming by and, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it's still going to get chewed up and spit out, but not nearly as bad as it would have been
50s, 60s, or in the 20s, 30s.
Exactly. It's a different time. The U.S. public would not stand for it.
Right.
You know, just in general.
I don't know. These days, I think they could just probably run the right algorithm on people's Facebook pages and feed them a line of bullshit, and they'll probably all buy it and jump behind it. Who fucking knows? People are kind of stupid.
Well, yes and no. But I mean, but if somebody comes outside and sees, I mean, it's
right,
like this.
Right, yeah. If you see it on your doorstep,
they're not going to want to see. Whereas the Chinese will turn a blind eye to it at this point in time. Now, I bet you give it 20, 30, 40 years in China, they're not going to want it either.
And you might get your ass killed.
Because all these people's standard of living will come up here, and then they'll see diseases and stuff like that, and wondering why things aren't getting any better than it's a natural progression. You know, Great Britain had the same problem. I mean, you know, back in the 18th century, you know, and then they started doing the same thing. I mean, as a society evolves, I think there's always like this step. Technology will outpace and then it refines itself to a much cleaner, more efficient form. Technology comes about, refines itself into a much more efficient, cleaner form. Technology comes about. I mean, with cars, look at a car from the 20s, how much crap it spewed out the exhaust pipe versus a car today.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just a natural progression that works its way down, you know?
All right, motherfucker. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, I think you're absolutely right.
You know, no, it's having a little bit of faith in mankind, just in the natural.
I'm losing it daily.
I have very little faith, but there's
mostly because of social media.
But see, I'm thinking of it more from a selfish point of view from people, not from like a, because if you look at, like I said, I'm not seeing it as because people give a crap about what happens to their neighbor. I'm looking at it as people giving a crap what happens to themselves, like directly to themselves. You know, like I said, so if the pollution got too bad where there's a smog outside every day, everybody would complain.
Right.
Not because they give a crap that their neighbor had to go through the smog, but because they did. You know, I mean, and it's just, it's a very selfish thing, you know, rather than you know, when you talk about say topics of like, say like, if your neighbor's starving, most people just don't care if their neighbor's starving because it doesn't affect them.
That's true.
You know,
Think
so
about when's the last time you gave a fuck about Flint's water supply?
exactly.
Sucks, but you know,
You
it's not on
know,
my mind much.
but you know, I mean, I also look at things where like, I see companies right now, where like I got friends who worked in the pipelining business. You know, they get a pipeline leak, they gotta go out there and clean up stuff like it's going out of style. I mean, you see the amount of work that they do. And the company just does it automatically anymore because they know they'll get, if they don't, the people around there will just, go, ape shit. Not just the government. The companies don't care. They'll pay the government fine. They don't care. They'll pay the government fine. Like, here's your money. I don't give a shit. Get out of my hair. But when the people around start raising a ruckus, that's when things get,
But you have to have it remediated at some
But you
point.
have to have it remediated, and it's actually
You can't just pay off the government, pay off the government. You know, I mean,
right.
I used to work on I used to do the pencil pusher part of a huge PCB soil jobs.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was just massive fucking train load after train load coming in, and it was not cheap to dispose of. So I mean, those companies take a freaking hit when they have to do it. But you know what? You know what else? You know, my company that I worked for made a lot of money. The trucking companies that hauled it and the train companies that hauled it made a lot of money. So
Yeah.
it's give and take. Just different industry makes the money.
Yeah.
So the one good thing about having a strong EPA and having a lot of regulations to protect, you know, nothing too overstepping, but it also creates a lot of jobs.
Well, but the
Not just in the not just government jobs. I'm saying
but you gotta
the
ask.
people who remediate that waste or
I look at a job as
that
this.
soil.
I look at a job as this, is that if the job isn't producing a like a value. Like a value added, like a value add, like a person. There are a lot of jobs we have right now that are, they're not really like a direct value add
They don't like contribute anything to society
to
or
society, or they're almost like tangential, like a really weird tangential value add, but they're only there because we created an obstacle of some sort rather than there was an obstacle there by nature or by just a cause of living, causality of
right.
living that we decided we want to overcome. So we add value to something to then make our lives more convenient, more comfortable, more this or more that. Whereas now we decide to create our own obstacles. And so we have industries based upon our own obstacles that we've created. And I don't see those as being very effective because they're as easy to take away. You can't take away like the food industry. And you know why you can't take away the food industry? Because if you do, everybody dies.
Right.
Okay, starvation. You can't take away the power industry because if you do, everybody's in the dark. And nobody wants that because we created something to make our lives more comfortable, stuff like that. You take away something stupid as a regulatory agency and jobs go away. Well, guess what? That agency didn't exist by nature to begin with.
But in most of the cases where I was involved in, those sites were going to be something. A business was going to be set up there, like a neighborhood was going to be set up there. They weren't doing it just to fucking do it.
But I'm, yeah, that, I mean, I understand that. I understand that.
So it
So you're
was like
developing
a
something
contribution, not
there,
that more fucking neighborhoods is a contribution. I mean, you know how I feel about population control.
I'm not one because we even as a society, I look at like population control is a funny thing because the U.S. population, Western countries, Western societies, or developed nations pretty much stop growing at a point. They stop growing. They stop growing naturally. They do it on their own. It's the third world nations are the ones that reproduce that can't sustain themselves, and it's kind of like, well, then let them. I hate to say it, I'm more of a social Darwinist. I don't feel like we should have any active role in like trying to like stabilize population or stuff like that. And people may call me cold or heartless or whatever it is, but here's my deal with it is our country here, our population is pretty much flatlined in the US. The only reason it grows is because of immigration from third world countries, from lower economic countries. So that's, if you want to stop that, hey boys and girls who are population control, maybe you should control the border. Just quit letting people over from third world countries who then come and have 12 kids because that's what they do. I mean, that's my whole thing. Also, like things with Africa, they know they don't have a whole lot of food. they know they don't have a whole lot of this, they don't have a whole lot of that. They're underdeveloped, they're not exploiting right. their natural resources to their fullest or responsibly. I mean, you know, I mean both ways. They're not doing it responsibly and they're not doing it to their fullest at the same time. They starve off. They starve right. off. It happens. And instead of feeding these people and keeping them, just giving them stuff, and they still live in a third world like system, in a primitive system, but yet we keep feeding them, they keep populating. Where most of the world's population growth is coming from right now is like Middle East and Africa.
Yeah.
That's where most of the world's population growth. Africa is set to like the population to explode.
Asia as well, did you say?
Asia, like Asia slowed down. China's gonna
like India?
Well, India, because they're technically
that's what I meant most.
They're technically still what would be considered, people say they're developed. They're like a pocket developed nation where they have these little pockets that are developed mm-hmm. and then everything else is just this third world cesspool.
Yeah.
You know, like whether, you know, anything like sanitation or anything like that, it's just abysmal. I mean, yeah. you know,
you can say that about some of the major cities in this fucking country.
Because we went backwards.
And here in New York is like, it's mostly just sidewalks with trash bags on it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, really?
But they still have running water. They still have sewage.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm just joking. Yeah. I'm just taking a shot at New York.
Fuck yeah, no, I know. I don't
New York friends are like, Chicago's so clean. There's no trash on the fucking sidewalk. Yeah, like, yeah, we have, you know.
We have
alleys and shit.
That's because you're walking down Michigan Avenue.
Well, no. Even, no.
Or you're going to the north side where the yuppies
are. Even on the south side, they have fucking alleys to put that shit in. You know, I mean, I have to put it down on the fucking sidewalk.
That's true.
New York don't have that shit, I guess. I don't know. I've never been there.
But yeah, I mean,
shout out to our last guest, Dave.
But you know, yeah, I just think, you know, if people would leave sometimes things to their own devices, that, you know, Africa would implode on itself. I can't. The only thing I always find funny is if they sit there and say, well, Africa's gonna have this huge population growth thing or whatever it is, but they like some certain things like some countries over there have like massive AIDS epidemics and stuff like that that are gonna start killing off a lot of these people rather quickly. You know, I mean, over the years, I know China, they're talking about China by 2050 actually like starting to lose population. Japan's losing population already. They're negative growth. You know, I mean, you got these countries, you know, and China is a huge one where they, because they were a third world nation for a long time where everybody had 9 kids to a family.
Right.
You know.
Speaking of Africa, can you tell me what band this song lyrics from? AIDS is killing the entire African nation, and a vaccine is still supposedly under preparation. Mm-hmm. But these governments, they don't mind if you crash a nation. They say we'll kill them off, take their land, and go there for a vacation.
No.
Rage Against the Machine, man.
I don't like Rage Against
the You like Rage?
Oh.
Get fucked. I don't like any political music, but they're bad as hell. They had a cool sound. Tom Morello's pretty fucking cool.
They
man.
Were like a one album band that had a neat
what?
Sound.
They were two one, album bands.
For one album and they got stale. And then, yeah, anything political. And me being a political person, I can't even stand bands that are political that I agree with, like politically. I'm like,
right.
just stop. I don't listen to music for politics.
We talked about this last episode.
Yeah, I know. Like, I know.
That's funny that he said Bruce Springsteen, though, lad. He's done like the boss because he's like got a bunch of live shows. He used to go see the boss all the time.
He's a tard.
Yeah. And we had a visitor right before the show. It's my good friend, the Jehovah's Witness. He's been coming here for about 2 fucking years now because Megan talked to him once. And I answer the door about every time he fucking comes because Megan's not here. And I don't have a peephole. So. but the new issue of Watchtower is in. If you're wondering, here's a little view. It's, is the Bible still relevant today? I don't know, but I'm definitely going to read this hard and investigate and find out.
That is one group I've never read up on, like what their dealio is.
That dude's always really nice. I remember one time, I told him, I was like, I don't really believe in Jesus and God, sir. He's like, why not? He's like, well, you know, I was like, well, you know, I never met anybody who met him. I don't, you know, I don't. I've never seen him, never shook his hand. He's like, well, you've never met Napoleon or met anybody who's met Napoleon, have you? I was like, no. But in all due respect, sir, no one ever told me Napoleon walked on water. Okay. It's like, there's, you know, apparently he was just a good general. But, you know, you start telling stories of water into wine and walking on that shit. I'm not going to believe it.
Wasn't Prince a Jehovah's Witness? Yeah, he was. Yes, he was.
Prince was a Jehovah's Witness?
Yes.
Does that shit make you good at guitar? Because I'll consider joining. Oh, I'm just gonna have to fuck with him one day. If we have any listeners anymore, hit us up and let me know how I can fuck with the Jehovah's Witness next time. Like, I'll dress up like a devil. I'll like smoke a joint in front of them or something. I don't know what's offensive to Jehovah's Witnesses.
I don't really think you can possibly, just because they've been to so many houses and gotten so much stuff, I think they're just impervious to it anymore.
Yeah, I want to do something creative, though. You know, they've been talked down to, and they've been demeaned, yelled at.
I honestly wonder if their whole thing is like, the whole thing having to go house to house and pass out stuff, like, is not about converting people, it's about humiliation at a certain level. I really do. I wonder, like, you have to put yourself out there to go from house to house, knowing you're going to get people who are either A, indifferent, or B, hostile towards you.
I think this guy's the closer, though. I think he comes to people who, like, actually talk to once, and then, like, they send this fucking guy in. I don't know if he was the original guy.
Yeah, anything. I don't know.
Maybe you have to close your own accounts. I don't know. So, it's pretty fucking funny. But he's like, hey, how are you? Hey, got the new magazine for you. How's the family? Like, yeah, everybody's good. It's a drizzly day out here. I skated that look like, you ain't fucking coming in. Like, yeah, why are you still doing this shit, man? It is drizzly. You should get a hat.
Or a poncho, a rain poncho.
Yeah, you probably don't see a lot of inside time in these houses, do you? Oh, poor bastard. Yeah, he seems like a nice guy. He's just misled.
Well,
brainwashed.
I guess the thing is that everybody has their own beliefs. Everybody has their belief system.
And the truth be told, no one knows what the fuck's actually going on.
No one really does. I guess that's always my biggest thing is when somebody says, I have the truth. Do you? Do you have the truth? I mean, I don't, because now if you say I have a belief, great. And you say I have faith in something, great. But when you say I have the truth,
get fucked.
Immediately. That just always gets me, like, it's just one of those things.
Red flags.
And I have my own religious beliefs, but I would never tell anybody I have the truth.
No.
Because I don't know what the truth actually is.
No one does. And anyone who does tell you that they do know the truth, they're full of fucking shit. They probably want money or to bang you or your wife or something.
I don't know. I just think some of these people do just get so...
Some of these idiots believe this shit.
Well, their belief becomes so strong. They think because it changed them, like, they're going to change everybody else. And, you know.
I understand that. That portion of it. I understand that.
I also look at people. I think too many people who are religious are all talk and all talk and no walk. I mean, they spout all this crap off. They spout all this crap off about being this and this and that and, you know, believing in this and believing in that, but they don't practice what they preach. I think if some of these religious groups, if they wanted to be more effective in converting people, they would see a person who's living a good life, whose life's going, you know, well for them. Not like, I'm not saying well is like nothing ever goes wrong, but, you know, they're able to deal with things because of their belief system, or they're doing this, and, you know, people go, well, how in the hell do you deal with it? You know, and if the person wants to tell them about it, they do, and they, you know, but the person's not preachy or whatever it is. I don't know. To me, that would seem to be a better tactic, but
yeah, sure.
I just see too many people who are just, you know, tossing out chick tracks or the Watchtower or whatever it is, and you're like, okay, you're giving people words, but words don't mean shit. We watch words on TV. We listen to politicians that talk shit, that lie through their teeth. We see how many of these, you know, like these mega church preachers who are caught up in their, you know, little sex dungeon scandals and, you know, crap like that. And, you know, you go, there's a guy down in Texas at mega church that he had like some sex dungeon thing or whatever it was.
Olsteen?
I don't remember which one it was. Well, no.
Joel Olsteen's a stain. He's a sponsor of the show.
There's been so many of them, like, really over the years, over the decades, that, you know, it's like once every couple of years, one of these guys who's super popular comes out, you know, and he's saying one thing and he's doing another in his spare time, you know, type of thing. I mean, I think that's where a lot of the distrust, you know, like I said, all talk, no walk.
Mm. You want to warm up on your coffee?
I'm good.
I want one. You're going to have to hold this bitch down for about 25 seconds. This next 25 seconds is brought to you by Starbucks. Starbucks. I drink that shit every day.
I was just there this morning.
Were you?
The Noblesville one.
Should have went to Brownsburg and said, I want free coffee, mate.
Instead, I got some non-binary fool talking to me like I was an idiot over coffee. And then I got a Danish, and my wife got a little sandwich thing.
Sir, we don't carry that.
No, no. I said, I went down to the place where they give you your coffee at. And she gives me my coffee because my wife was just, I got a little frou-frou thing or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And she just got a straight coffee. And so I was waiting for and they gave me my frou-frou drink. And I'm standing there and she's like, are you waiting for something? I'm like, well, I got a Danish and a sandwich. And she's like, I feel like she's just so smart and smug. She's like, that'll come down there.
I'm like, oh.
And I'm like, okay, like, whatever. So then I go wait down there. Well, then the guy makes a sandwich, but he takes it back over to where I was. And I grab my sandwich, so I'm like, not so smart now, are you? Spend less time worrying about your gender and more time about doing your job.
Oh,
are you a boy, girl, or are you the third gender, the 78th gender today?
Bro, gender is just a construct of man. There's no difference between men and women.
Men can have periods. Men can have periods, too.
You know what? No. Females can have masculine traits, and males can have feminine traits. That's about as far as I'm going to give you on the gender.
That's about as far as I'll give anybody. Yeah, because I know we've followed me for, you know, decades. You said, oh, that guy's a little, you know,
yeah,
soft in the wrist.
Don't be what we used to say. We used to call him a fucking fag. don't be around a fucking bush. We used to call him, not being gay, had nothing to do with being gay.
But there were guys, there were...
Me and fag had nothing to do with being gay back in the day.
There were just guys...
Mr. fucking fag.
There were just guys who, they weren't gay, but they were just kind of fairy-ish. Yeah, you know, you're just like... Or you got that girl who's... You come to find out 5 years later, you thought she was a lesbian. Because she was about as butch as a humanly got. But then you find out she's not. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so it wasn't that, but I mean, you know, yeah, there were girls who were more masculine, there were guys who were feminine, but they were not... A guy was not a woman or female in gender, and a woman was not a male in gender just because she was a little bit more masculine. They were just a little bit. There is a gray area like in there where things can cross over, but really at the end of the day, just like in Billy Madison, boys have a penis, girls have a vagina. End of story.
That's true. That's true. What about eunuchs?
Well, a eunuch but that's something that's done after the person's born.
I know, I'm just fucking around, man.
You know, somebody was telling me they're like, well, there are societies that have a third gender. I said, yeah, they're like
hermaphrodite.
No, they were talking about there's a couple things that have like where they castrate the boys or whatever it was, and I'm like, yeah, because they're pretty much just like sex slaves. They're just an excuse to have a sex slave is really what they are. I'm like, I wouldn't classify that as a productive piece of a society by any stretch of the means.
Is that dick and balls, chop both?
I think it's just the nuts.
It's just the nuts. They also used to do that with young boys so they could sing super high.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's where the whole eunuch thing came.
I heard that there's a theory that that's what Michael Jackson was. Castrato is what they call it. Castrato.
No, I think he was just. I think he was just one of those people that got celebrity as a child, and
yeah, I just like spouting out crazy ass theories about people.
Name the last child celebrity who wasn't screwed up.
Jesus Christ! I don't know, Miley Cyrus. She's a fucking saint. Don't you say any different.
Jesus.
Don't you say any different. I love you, Miley.
Oh man.
I like Billy Ray too.
If I was her dad, I'd be shaking my head going, what the hell happened to that girl?
If he shakes his head too hard, dude, this fucking mullet will hit him in the fucking eye.
Yeah, man. That's true.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, look at Corey Feldman, man. Oh, he's
the most fucked up. Well, like, maybe
Corey. I was pissed
maybe
off.
Maybe Corey Haim was.
I was pissed off because he was having his little concert tour thing. And then it got canceled at Big Shots there in South Haven, because I wouldn't go to it.
I was like, actually happy it got canceled, because I was already going to Humphreys and Madison, and if I can't have the experience, I don't want anyone.
And now it's never going to happen, because Big Shots is closed permanently.
I know.
I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding. And the place was actually pretty cool to go to a show to.
I went there once, and I fucking dug it, dude.
I thought it was a great little dive to go to for shows. It was set up quite well for it.
I never drove home 5 minutes from a concert. That was nice.
I saw Anthrax there, 15 years ago, and then I saw Beale and I went and saw Prong there just
15
like last
years ago.
Yeah.
And it was like the Silver Bullet.
The Silver Bullet, yeah. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I remember one time I was hanging out there. I think it was McCool's by then. Was it McCool's after Silver Bullet, or was it Silver Bullet after McCool's?
Or was McCool's just the bar that was on the Silver Bullet?
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe that was the deal.
Because it was Pepe's. Okay, so that was the original Pepe's there. And then Pepe's moved over onto McCool.
Yeah.
But then that place turned into, it was McCool's with the Silver Bullet Lounge attached to it, I think is how it worked. And then it was just, now it's Pepe's again, isn't it, there on that little thing? Because I think that Pepe's closed up on McCool's or whatever. I don't know. Yeah.
That should not be Pepe's anymore.
That's the worst Mexican food. Yeah, it is.
Don't ever eat a Pepe's. They are not a fucking sponsor of the show. Actually, man, if you have time, what time it is, I'm not going to check either, but there is this place not too far from here, like a legit, like, you might have to know a little bit of Spanish to order Mexican restaurant inside this Mexican grocery over here.
You know, I was going to say, if you got Espanol is.
No? Well, I mean, you can point at the fucking menu and shit.
I could speak to them in Russian or something.
You know how to say all the food items and fucking... No, taco.
I can point to something.
Yeah, just point to something and then just fucking laugh at you. Probably make jokes about you. They'll give you a half frozen beer because they like that shit real cold. And it's legit fucking food, though. Get the tongue. Just saying.
Yeah.
Lengua. Tacos de lengua. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know you don't have the time, probably, but it's really good if you didn't have to pick up Jen for lunch. Probably
want to bring her all. Do you want to go see Sleep at the Vogue?
Possibly, man. Yeah. I mean, it's like on a fucking Tuesday, though, Mike.
No, it's on Saturday.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I checked the date. I was like, I was going to talk to you today about it. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Okay. Yeah, man. I saw that on Facebook that they were playing the Vogue. I listened to, I think, the first album or something. Oh, I listened to something new, but like the first song, the only thing I could think of was like,
Holy Mountain.
When does this song fucking start, man? It's just like, it's just like a bunch of,
did you listen to Dope
Going Smoke? Going Nowhere Crunch. I don't know. I think I listened to the last one, or I don't
probably
know.
Probably Dope Smoker. Than if you were, it's like the one that's like 60 minutes long.
Just like, when is this, what is the, but I didn't give it much of a listen. But yeah, I mean, I figure I'll go see him live, man.
It's different.
Yeah, I'm in. Oh, I'm sure everything is, man. Everything is.
Okay, well, I'll get tickets.
Hopefully.
I'll grab a couple tickets then.
You think we'll actually need tickets in advance? I mean, we'll buy them before we have to pay like the extra $5 when we get there. But I mean, you don't think you have to rush the tickets.
Oh, I'm not going to rush. I'm just saying I'll grab a couple tickets.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think
do I want to go see Slayer? And I was thinking, because I'm like, I don't want Tinley Park. I don't know. I'm just getting like way.
They're playing The World or whatever the
hell
it's called.
Yeah, or Hollywood or whatever it's called. Yeah. But I don't. It's not even Slayer I really want to see anymore because the guys are all gone. It's just Tom Araya and Kerry King. I mean, the one guitar player died, and Dave Lombardo, he's not in Slayer anymore. No. He's doing with Mike Patton and them, Dead Cross or whatever.
Yeah,
and so
that's pretty cool though.
But Anthrax, Testament, and Lamb of God are the other three acts on there. And I'm like, well, that'd be pretty good to see. Like those three, you know.
I'm not
so
see them.
I'm thinking about maybe possibly just getting a couple lawn seats and going with that.
I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
See if we can get Beale to go too. He'd go to that.
I just gotta see when and where Humphreys is playing. Well, you know when it is.
May something.
Oh, is it May?
Yeah.
May should be good.
Okay. Well,
my daughter's in my ear asking me about some food. What do you want? You want a yogurt?
Well,
we basically don't have any groceries left because we're going to be out of town this weekend. So, you want yogurt or what you want?
What you want?
You want the goldfish? Okay, munch on the goldfish a little bit then.
Well, I think we're pretty good with this. We've been
working for
about 45 minutes.
Yeah, I think everybody's teamed up by now.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. It's a pretty good one.
Grab it.
Chit and chat.
All right, folks. Get at us on social media or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Take it ace.
100 followers gets a free podcast.